I'm joined on the line by Tori Pollard, who is the General Manager of the Brentwood Care Centre. So, very good morning to you.
Hello, good morning to you.
And how are you doing today?
Oh, do you know, it's really lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
It's a really lovely day, and doesn't it make you just want to smile?
Yes. It's just a little bit of sunshine is all you need, and maybe a cup of tea.
Oh, do you know what? It's Carers Week this week, so we have started the week off. I shared cakes with all of the team yesterday. And today it's ice cold drinks.
Very much in need
in this hot weather. So, yes, I've got my juice at the ready. Summer's sitting here with her, what she calls a fat Coke. So everybody's been treated. So, yeah, we've got lots of ice drinks here, which is lovely.
Tell everybody about the Brentwood Care Centre and the work that you do there and your residents.
Oh, my days. I can fit this into like a small snippet. It would be amazing. So, Brentwood Care Centre is a big place, communal place for people to live in Pilgrim's Hatch in Brentwood. We have 112 rooms here that can look after people that are living with any kind of care needs. So we have care needs that range from health and social care, so people that need help with daily living, washing, dressing, socialising. We have some communities here that are specific for people that are living with a dementia. And then we have a fully functioning nursing unit, so we cater for those people that have nursing needs from anything from simple nursing needs, diagnosis related, through to people with drains and catheters and those sorts of things. So the team is very, very big, so we have over 90 staff in the building. I'm really blessed to lead the team. Both myself and the deputy managers are nurses, which is quite unusual. But yeah, we spend every day helping and supporting people, and it's an absolute honour and an absolute, you know, amazing job to be doing.
And you always, both of you always sound so enthusiastic about all the stuff that goes on there as well. Now, you're looking for books at the moment. What type of books? Do they need to be hardback books? Do they need to be the bigger? My mum used to have the larger print books. Is it just any type?
Well, so we've had some refurbishment going on in the building, and we've built a library, which is an amazing space. And what we'd like to do is fill it with all sorts of books. So the kind of remit is that it will feel like a library. So any kind of books whatsoever, so hardback or paperback, as long as they're in good condition, they can be books on photography or gardening or cooking, embroidery, whatever it is, and then obviously we'll have a section for fiction as well. But yeah, it's a big library, so we're looking for a lot of books, and if anybody has any that they wouldn't mind donating to us, that would be really amazing. And I think we have such an eclectic sort of mixture of people that we look after and support here, and they have some of the most amazing hobbies. So it would be really, really lovely that we have some books that we can share with those. So anything and everything is welcomed.
Excellent. Make sure they get that out on socials as well. Now, you were mentioning about the refurbishment. How's everything going? Is everybody used to the new look?
It's going really, really well. So, yes, there's been some really, really lovely positive comments from obviously the people that live here and the people that we support. It has been really nice to share some of the communal areas. And this week we had a relatives meeting via Zoom. So I was sharing some of the snippets of what we'd done, and we'll be posting some of our kind of new look on Facebook across this coming week as well. So, yeah, it's lovely. And it's really nice, isn't it? You know, when you decorate at home, and then it just kind of makes you feel a bit more homely.
Yes.
And a bit more kind of just relaxed. And that's how it's felt this week. So lots of people getting used to the kind of the new environments and just spending time just relaxing and really feeling quite sort of chill about things. So it's lovely spaces to be in currently. And we've still got a little bit of work to do, so not all of the areas are open yet. So the library will hopefully be completed in the next week or so. We've got a bistro cafe that's going to open as well downstairs, so that will be really lovely. And then we're having some work done in the garden. So there's still a lot to do, but we're getting there. And it's just lovely, and it's really, really lovely to kind of open these things up and share them with the people that live here and the staff too. So they take great pride in the home that they're working in, and it's really, really lovely to see people feel so refreshed and feel very proud of the home that they work in. And that's what it feels like here. I mean, you know, kind of being here every day is really lovely. So I leave my house in the morning and then I come here and it feels like my second home, which is really, really lovely. Mm. And the fact that we've kind of done the refurbishment and you look around, you just think, oh, that looks really nice, or that looks really nice. And some have spent the entire week going, oh, I could do that in my house, which is because that's really lovely.
Yeah.
And having lots of sort of new furniture and things has really kind of set it off really very well. Mm. So, yeah, it does look different and it just kind of lifts your spirits a little bit, doesn't it, when
yes.
it all looks new and clean and much more relaxed.
Yeah. I love it. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Now, well, you were saying about gardening. So have you got some gardening questions?
I do. So for those people that live in Pilgrim's Hatch, I really, really need a hand. So we've got some specific areas in the garden and one outside of the front of the kind of home as well that we need to put some plants in. So for anybody that is familiar or perhaps has driven past the care home, we do have kind of long stretch of grass leading up to the care home on the right-hand side, and it runs kind of concurrent with our building. And what I need to know from your avid listeners, for anybody that's a gardener out there, is what kind of plants I can plant at the front of the building. So it doesn't look ugly. It looks quite nice, and the grass is trimmed, which is really, really lovely. Mm. But we would like to put some kind of shrubs in that will give us some colour and some foliage all year round. So if anybody can kind of tell me what I should be looking for, that would be amazing.
Yep.
And then in the garden at the back, we're looking for, again, some really lovely colourful plants. And my dad will shout at me because I really love gardening, but flowers just aren't my thing. I should know better because he's an avid gardener too. But again, if we could have some suggestions or ideas of really, really colourful plants that we can put into the garden that will really kind of add that bloom colour, would be amazing. So we've been sharing some gardening books, but obviously Pilgrim's Hatch, everybody's soil is slightly different. So if anybody does live locally and can help us out with some ideas and suggestions, if they could just either message me via the Facebook page or obviously go through the website and contact me there.
Excellent. Okay. Well, hopefully there's some gardener out there, so I know exactly what you need to put in there.
I hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So what are you guys up to for the rest of the day? Have you got any, because I know you have lots of things normally going on there, so have you got anything planned for this week?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot this week. So we planted some vegetable seeds last week, which went really, really well. So we've kind of started a little gardening club. There's a group of residents that really enjoy the garden. So we've been planting vegetable seeds, and some of those has grown, so we're going to be potting them on today and going into the new vegetable troughs that we've put into the garden. And the residents have been really amazing. They know exactly what they wanted to grow, so that's going to happen. We've got lots of things happening outside, so we've got parasols and things up in the garden so that people can just enjoy the shade a little bit. So we'll be doing some more gardening this afternoon. I think there's some quizzes and some gentle entertainment going on. It's a bit too hot to be doing anything else. And then, of course, it's Carers Week all week. And apart from our cool drinks, there'll be some surprises for the care staff and my team every day this week, just to celebrate the amazing work that they do. And really to thank them all. You know, it's been a tough year for everybody. And I think, the care team here are... they're just amazing. I can't talk about them enough. So it's been a difficult year, and to treat them is just an absolute honour.
I've just been reading out a story, actually, about having ice cream with chilli oil.
Do you know, chilli chocolate is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Love it. Not sure about the chilli in the ice cream.
No.
But if you do have any listeners out there who do own an ice cream van, can you get in contact with me, please?
Oh.
That's a genuine request.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Be talking to you again in about another 2 weeks.
Lovely.
You have a great day, both
Thank
of you,
you.
And
Take
the
care.
And the gang. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.